Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, coming up, the Secretary of Defense says Israel is going to hit Iran. It's big news. What is that going to look like if that does happen? All I know is they're going to put TSA on the streets and try to grope my children, and it ain't happening. While the borders stay wide open. Also, we're going to get into the latest on Fast and Furious, the latest on what Holder is up to, and the Super Bowl. I personally am boycotting it because now they've turned it into a TSA grope fest and turning the hot dog sellers to be spies. Now, Michael Zwirling, known as MZ, owns a couple of great stations out in California that I'm on, and he introduced me to the longevity products. I know they're great, but it took me a few months to even start trying them, and I did, and you know the whole story. But there's another angle to this. I'm just saying try the products because they're great, and it supports our operation, and it really works, and it's revolutionary against the globalists. But, Michael, just briefly, people can also sign up and be distributors of this. And this is now one of the, and I don't even call this MLM, because all it is a way to have distributors, and it really works, and it's just growing and growing, and been around 15 years, and is now one of the biggest and only really successful ones. And that's why it's the only MLM I've ever been involved in.
Well, it's a great organization. I've been involved with it for 15 years now, ever since its inception. It's made it possible for KSCO and KOMY to be true independent radio stations with a heart and a soul and a personality. Whereas most of the radio stations these days, Alex,
robot drones.
Exactly. You know, all they are is conduits for programming for big large corporations. And
your stations are amazing. You got some great syndicated stuff like my show, but also just all the locals. All it's wild.
Yeah. No, we've got characters really gravitate to to Santa Cruz and the Monterey Bay Area, and we sort of take advantage of that, you know. But, very recently, the most successful talk radio station in the country, KGO in San Francisco, died. The corporate suits who own KGO now, who are more Wall Street bankers than broadcasters, decided to put a bullet in the head of KGO.
I was talking to Mancow, and I went and looked the numbers up. He was making them like $5 million a year profit back before the Y2K stuff and all that. He was making them something like, one year, $25 million. They still, just because it got bought up by a conglomerate, fired him. I mean, he's back syndicated and stuff. But tell folks how they what they can do at InfoWarsTeam.com.
They can sign up to either use the products or, if they want to get into a business for themselves, and it's a really inexpensive business to get into, it's a one-time $10 sign-up fee to get a distributorship that you can use to promote using new media, which is, you know, the Internet. There are no barriers to
it. YouTube, your local radio show, radio affiliates are signing up, a bunch of them, and really loving it.
Yeah. What started in 1996, we had Dr. Wallach, who owns the Longevity Company. We put him on and started syndicating him to other radio stations around the country, and each one of those radio stations who carried Dr. Wallach became distributors for our company.
And I know a bunch of those that are still going, like the one in Kansas City, just doing a great job with it.
Sure, exactly. You know, a lot of stations have been with us for a long time, and once you get the feel for residual income, you won't ever want to do anything else. I mean, it's almost like getting royalty, getting reuse fees over and over and over again. This is a wonderful, wonderful business to be involved in. And like I said, it's kept my radio station going so that I can do this to the big guys.
You know? And there's also a toll-free number. We got a great folks at the InfoWarsTeam.com there that'll take your call and answer your questions. But whatever you do, it's all about health. Get the pollen burst, the tangy tangerine, the rebound. We only got 20 seconds, MC, but what's your favorite product from the longevity line?
Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's real easy. It's a powder based. It's right here.
And it's got everything in it. So folks, go there. It's got the number and the email to MZ. InfoWarsTeam.com. We'll be right back. A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, now into hour number three. I want to give the number out. I was going to do it the first hour, but ran out of time. So you can talk to Bob Chapman with your financial or global questions. He can talk on any subject. Been fighting the New World Order for almost 50 years. His website's theinternationalforecaster.com. But I want to go over a lot of news to get his brief take on it as well. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. But I do want to get to one of our top stories that's also one of the biggest stories in the country right now. And by the way, the Twitter bomb did work. You did yesterday. It made our story about the naked body scanners in the top 10 on Twitter. It didn't really do that on Reddit. But, hey, first, if you don't succeed, try again. And, of course, it is the top link on Drudge right now, the biggest link on the Internet, the creme de la creme, the big kahuna, the Death Star-level media power to set the agenda. I guarantee you the globalists don't like this. Big Sis has responded to Drudge linking to this stuff repeatedly before. Big Sis taps hot dog sellers to hunt terrorists at Super Bowl. Amazing. I love how he takes our headline and makes it even better. That's who we learned from. It might have been Curl over there, one of the guys that does a great job with him. TSA trains Super Bowl hot dog sellers to spot terrorists. Viper search teams to be out in force before Sunday's big game. And, you know, I make jokes about this, but it's not funny. All over the country. Truck drivers, barbers, everybody doctors. My dad was approached by Homeland Security to spy on his patients. And the guy had a badge and cards, and my dad couldn't believe it. It was one of his patients for over a decade. So he made calls, and it was real. And then he thought it was because he was my dad and was freaked out, went and talked to the other dentist. They're like, no, we got visits at home by separate agents. This is last year. They're everywhere. I mean, for what? What? Well, I guess if they attack Iran, there might be some real terrorists, but none of it has to do with Muslim terrorists or whatever, or foreigners. It's all about gun owners, libertarians, conservatives. And they're creating this giant grid of just, and now when you fly, you don't just get groped or microwaved. They ask you questions, and you better answer them. It's pathetic. It's a total overthrow of our system. I'm going to get Bob Chapman's take on that in a moment, but I got to get to this because it concerns the unborn. Even if you're for abortion, you need to understand that it was created by eugenicists who wanted to kill black people. That is modern abortion, Planned Parenthood, Margaret Sanger. They said, how do we kill these black weeds? You can read her quotes. It's on record. Look it up. And they said, we hire liberal blacks. We get them to be our front people. We sell it as women's rights. That's how we'll reduce the population. Now, Hitler was for abortion. I just want you to know where the modern movement comes from. And I don't like my tax money. In fact, I moved. This was the final straw. I moved out of Travis County. My office is still here. But I moved my home out of Travis County. It's the only county in Texas where they take massive amounts of money from you, property taxes and the hospital district, and give it for abortions. And women come from all over the country now to get abortions here in Austin, paid for 100% by the government of Travis County. Planned Parenthood has fundraisers. They suck money out of the government, everything. And it is a Nazi organization. But my point here is, after cutting ties with Planned Parenthood, the Komen Foundation donations up 100% for the fight breast cancer. And they said they're cutting it off because that they've got word that Planned Parenthood is under criminal investigation. Oh, you bet they are. All sorts of criminal stuff going on. Now continuing with the babies and the rest of it and pressuring women to have abortions. They're not there to counsel you. They're there to pressure you into it. But I wanted to play this clip from CNSnews.com. Pelosi, Girl Scouts' relationship with Planned Parenthood, very valuable. When you put your child in Girl Scouts or Brownies or Boy Scouts, which were all great organizations previously, you're being taught anti-gun, anti-family, anti-abortion, anti-America garbage. I mean, and just look into it. They work for Homeland Security. They actually train the kids. This is in the handbooks. Some people rebel and don't teach it. Doesn't mean that there aren't still some good ones out there. Maybe you should go join and run it yourself and then subvert the globalists and not teach this Nazi garbage, globalist garbage, whatever you want to call it. But the point is, it's being taken over almost completely. Here is Nancy Pelosi on the Girl Scouts, where they teach them how great abortion is. Here it is.
The Girl Scouts has had some ties to Planned Parenthood. Do you think that's a valuable relationship to have, like working together?
I would say Girl Scouts have relationships with many organizations. Mm-hmm. And yes, I think they're all very valuable.
Thank you.
That's enough from that witch with her fake smile. Now, let's go to another clip of Pelosi. She said this a bunch of places, but she says contraception will reduce costs to the states and to the federal government. That's why we have 1.3 children for every two people now and can't replace ourselves. So they're going to cut off all the Social Security and euthanize your hind end. Societies that don't match the last generation die. In fact, right now, many actuaries and experts on population say it can't even be reversed. Let's play this last clip and get Bob Chet. Oh, it's not ready. That computer crashed. We're getting new computers. We've got old Radley PCs cobbled together with Linux systems. And we got this has got Windows on it. But we don't have that clip because we got it at the beginning of the show. All right. The point is that all of this is going on, and they're in there in the schools, they're in there in the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, telling girls get your Gardasil, telling them how great abortion is. All of this is being pushed on and on and on, and it's wrong. It's wrong, and it's time that we stand up and say, stop taking our tax money. It's time we say, stop using our own money to kill kids. If, you know, it's one thing if you want to go out and have this abortion or whatever. And I understand it's a hot button issue. All right, we don't have the clip. Let's go to Bob Chapman. Okay, Bob Chapman. We'll get to that clip later. You can just type it in and find it, for heaven's sakes. Bob Chapman of the International Forecaster, what do you make of the TSA training everybody to be spies, rolling out at checkpoints on the highways? It's all coming true. Secret arrests of Americans announced. Secret killings of Americans announced. I mean, there's no more denial, is there, Bob?
Absolutely not. And it's something that you've been talking about for a long time. And I think your reference to Nazism, National Socialism, is a perfect one. And that was followed up during the Cold War in what used to be Eastern Germany. And when they took the wall down, they immediately grabbed their best propagandists and people who are specializing in spying of one kind or another. And one of the most unbelievable things was that Marcus Wolf, who was the head of Stasi, I used to spy against them. And this guy, he was a monster. I mean, he was responsible for millions of deaths. And they didn't do anything to him. And all I can say is, based upon that, is he had to be with them all the time. But the professionalism of the people who were into spying, like, they found out after the wall came down, I guess 2 or 3 years later in their surveys, that about 70% of the people in Eastern Germany were spying on each other. Now, it's not funny, I know, but that's an incredible amount of people. And whether they paid them or not, I don't have those details. But this is just like that. And it's going to get a lot worse. It's going to be so that you don't want to discuss anything with anybody because he might be paid or whatever by the U.S. government.
Well, Bob, we know what's happening. The idea is intimidate us like our normal political speech is somehow dirty and bad so that we don't want to talk so no one hears us. I say up it and get even more flamboyant, banner hangs, bullhorning, in their faces, calling them out. Don't be afraid of little snitches reporting on you not being a traitor scum. Again, it's this idea that we're bad and everybody's watching us. And to create this chilling effect, I say counter their ice with fire. The fire of the human mind and tongue. What do you say, Chapman?
The same thing. Go get them. Confront them. And there's a lot of ways to do it, the ones that you mentioned, and, of course, on the program, and in the written word as well. We got to go after them on this. It's outrageous. I mean, in the streets, body scanning people going into a football game, it's madness. And so you're absolutely right. It has to be pursued. There has to be a program set up somehow that we can pursue them on a directed basis.
Now, Bob, we did find that clip. We had it duplicated under two names in the computer system. Here it is, Pelosi on CBS saying, yeah, we need to fund Planned Parenthood, contraception, abortion. And she responded to it later in other clips saying, yes, it saves money to get rid of people. Really, I thought it meant we didn't have another generation and we had to euthanize the old folks. I thought that's what it meant, you witch. Here it is.
Hundreds of millions of dollars to expand family planning services. How is that stimulus?
Well, the family planning services reduced cost. It reduced cost. The states are in terrible fiscal budget crisis now. And part of it, what we do for children's health, for education, and some of those elements that are to help the states meet their financial needs. One of the initiatives you mentioned, the contraception, will reduce cost to the state and to the federal government.
So no apologies for that.
No apologies, no.
We're going to come back with Bob Chapman on that. And that was ABC. She also said similar things on CBS. There's a bunch of these clips. And she said later, yes, I mean abortion. So abortion, killing people, not having new generations is the answer. And they're like, well, these are poor people that should end up in prison. Oh, really? You mean the ones you ship drugs into, the government? We'll get Bob Chapman's take on that. Iran, the economy, a lot more in your phone calls. Stay with us.
We all know the importance of having storable foods. But what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy three or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with OrganicaSeed.com. Easy because OrganicaSeed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to OrganicaSeed.com, spelled OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com. Remember, OrganicaSeed is healthy seed.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Freedom lover Michael and others, and Michelle. We've got the new numbers on current co-sponsors for H.R. 459 to audit the Fed. It's up to 199. All they need is 218. We didn't get a full audit last time because the Senate played games. But 10 years ago, Ron Paul couldn't get one co-sponsor. And so even though Ron Paul leaves office, whatever happens, Now this movement's alive. Now people know. In fact, Aaron Dykes was showing me another document, a new article written by Zbigniew Brzezinski about his book coming out. And it's all about how the global elite are in trouble and how there's a global awakening. I know we covered it on the Nightly News a few nights ago when he filled in. But I'm going to cover that when we come back with Bob Chapman and then your calls. But, Bob, I want to get into the admission of QE3, gold going back up, all these economic numbers coming out, what this signifies, the EU dictatorship over the sovereign countries. But and then we'll get into that Brzezinski news. But things are just getting wild. Give us your breakdown on what's happening right now in the economy.
Well, I think we're seeing an extension of money that's been available by the Fed through the banking system. That wasn't expected. It's being called QE3. We predicted it. And this time, they're giving money to the banks, taking their bad bonds away from them, putting on the balance sheet of the Federal Reserve. And they are telling the banks, look, you go out there and buy treasuries, agencies, and also make more loans than you have been making so that we can keep this thing going sideways at worst. And we are also seeing a displacement of funds, and this is very interesting. It's something very few people would catch, even the pros. What's happening over in Europe, the U.S., the Federal Reserve, lent the European Central Bank $1 trillion, which can be made into $10 trillion, which I won't go into, and it was illegal. And the word is now 523 banks have taken in close to $800 billion. And they sent it all back digitally to the European Central Bank. But a number of those banks that received that money are using it to buy U.S. treasuries. And that funding process of the money going into the U.S. treasuries assists the Federal Reserve in the sense that they don't have to buy as much. So that relieves a burden, monetizes the money. But on the other hand, not only do the banks in Europe buy the bonds, but they can then take the bonds to the ECB, and they can use them as collateral on a three-year 1% loan. And so what they're doing here is, you might call it Ponzi-ing, but what they're doing is they're creating more money that you'd never know about unless I told you. How much? I don't know yet.
And then they hoard it for themselves and then loan it back. We give them money and back it up and are told how we're in debt to them and how we have to have higher taxes and lower standard of livings. And then we give it all to them. They loan it back to us at huge interest and then grandstand as our saviors when they're publicly criminals and ran the whole scam. I mean, it is amazing how ignorance of the public of finance and layering of Ponzi schemes has allowed them to do this.
Well, I'm going to go one step further. I don't think 75% of the professionals have figured out what they're doing. And this is not going to be front page news because I don't get on the front page, and I quite frankly have not seen anybody else write about it. But they will, and hopefully lots and lots, and better than I. But you are asking about the economy in America. So some of that money's coming in to augment whatever they spend in QE3. What will it be? $800 billion to $1.3 trillion is the estimate. We don't know until we get there. But the money is going to make the economy rise. How much? Well, they would have had a 1.5% minus, the 2% minus the GDP for this year. And with all that money coming in, it's probably going to be closer to 2%. And so the U.S. economy is not going to do as dreadful unless an unbelievable event happens, as people had thought. And in Europe, they'll do a little bit better than they would have otherwise, and the same in England, because there'll be lending that wasn't taking place before. So the economy this year is going to go sideways to upward.
All right, Bob, we're going to be right back and go to phone calls and other news as well. Like, I've got a big stack of news here that I'm going to intersperse with the calls. It is all coming up, and we'll get Bob's take on Iran.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I've seen the longevity products work for many others, and so I bought a bunch of them, started using them, had a little bit of results, but I wasn't following the regimen every day. But Aaron Dykes in my office did and lost more than 60 pounds. When I saw those results, I said, I better follow my own advice. I started taking the longevity products, and it's been incredible. 37 pounds in 2 months. Our bodies are amazing, and God gave us an incredible gift. But if our body doesn't have the tools it needs, all of the vitamins, all of the minerals, and the other key essential trace elements, we're not going to be healthy. Folks, this isn't hype. I only bring to my listeners products that I've tried myself and I truly believe in. And the amazing supplements available at InfoWarsTeam.com have certainly delivered in my life. I hope you'll give them a try. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
We all know the importance of having storable foods, but what about when the food runs out? What then? For real food independence, you need a supply of non-hybrid seeds. Introducing the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. The Survival Seed Vault is sealed for freshness and includes 20 varieties of easy-to-grow non-hybrid seeds for only $37.95. For less than $40, you've got real food independence. And the Survival Seed Vault includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions. Imagine the barter power you'll have when the food supply does collapse. Right now, save $9 instantly when you buy 3 or more Survival Seed Vaults from MyPatriotSupply.com. Same-day shipping on all orders, plus free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness products at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to freesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Mini course that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at freesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. freesurvivalminicourse.com. freesurvivalminicourse.com. Or call 800-366-5138. 800-366-5138. You'll be glad you did.
I will be back this evening, 7 o'clock Central. We're going to have Fritz Springmeier back on with the nightly news to get deeper into bloodlines of the Illuminati and a lot more. And, of course, this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. with the Sunday radio show. By the way, we put out a promo video. It's only a minute and a half long. We're going to post it at Infowars.com/events. If you're a radio listener and want to see it or help us get it out to people. But it went up last night on the YouTube channel. It's just now going to go up on Infowars.com. And, again, it's just a minute and a half long. We're going to play this and then go back to Bob Chapman and your phone calls. But I'm going to be speaking in Orlando, Florida, and Dallas, Texas. Dallas the 19th of this month, Orlando the 26th. All of my events have always sold out. So if you want to get tickets, I would recommend you don't wait till last minute. Infowars.com/events. And then link through to the Dallas Lakeway Theater and to the big High Life facility we're having it at there in Orlando. Both those links are at Infowars.com/events. Here's the video audio of that promo. Greetings, fellow Info Warriors. Alex Jones here, announcing the first of many trips that I'm going to take across this wonderful United States that we live in.
And we get so busy here at InfoWars.com, the nightly news, the daily radio show, the documentary films, and all the other things we're doing that I tend to never go out and give speeches anymore. And I've got a lot of ideas bubbling around in my head about the history of the New World Order, what makes them tick, and how to defeat them. So I'm titling this key speech I'm going to give. It'll run around 2 hours long, Blueprint to Defeat the New World Order. And we're also going to have a surprise premiere of a short documentary film we've been working on at the event. First off, I'm going to be going to Dallas, Texas, Sunday, February 19th, 2012, to the historic Lakewood Theater. And the next Sunday, February 26th, I'm going to be in Orlando, Florida. You can find out more about the events and buy tickets at InfoWars.com/events. Now, unfortunately, every event I've ever had, we've had to turn people away. So get your tickets early at InfoWars.com/events. There's a lot of crazy stuff going on in this world. And the craziest of all is this explosive awakening. I can't wait to meet you and shake your hand. I'll see you in Dallas and I'll see you in Orlando. InfoWars.com/events. And again, hope to see you there. Very exciting. Going out to visit with some of our affiliates, and I plan to do bigger trips in the future. If these go well, just in the time I've been able to do the show on the road and the rest of it. Okay, going back to Bob Chapman. Bob, I wanted to get to this before we go to calls. This is an article, and I'll show viewers a document cam shot out of the Huffington Post book reviews. And it's Professor of American Foreign Policy, Zbigniew Brzezinski, top globalist advisor to multi-presidents, the creator of Al-Qaeda, and what we know of as the modern Taliban, a guy that brags that he helped fund Pol Pot. And when you read in here from his new book, Strategic Vision, America and the Crisis of Global Power, when you read into this, this is excerpts from it. He says, a new phenomenon of massive political awakening intensifying. This book seeks to respond to four major questions. What are the implications that challenge distribution of global power from the West to the East? And how is it being affected by the new reality of political awakening humanity? And, of course, he has a full CFR speech 2 years ago where he says humanity's awake. They see the elite, not just the front puppets. And so it is this awakening. Hillary Clinton said last year that the globalists are losing the info war right now, that they're losing the info war. That is the alternative media. They're freaking out because people know they're liars. They've lost credibility. So what does Cass Sunstein, the White House regulations are, say? He says, well, what we'll do is we'll just infiltrate and pose as alternative media and try to get people in fighting. So whenever you see news organizations pop up that are around, usually about a year, they never wait longer, and then they make about half their business attacking others or wild stories that can't be proven and infighting and claiming they're the only legitimate news organization, look out. There are lots of legitimate alternative media groups and people out there, okay, tons of them. And they're out there getting news out, not trying to get people fighting with each other and, you know, gatekeeping and the rest of it. So that's another big sign from their documents. Bob Chapman, your take on what Brzezinski said and my point about the COINTELPRO infighters.
Well, this goes back 4 years, as you're well aware. And he made a number of speeches, usually in behalf of the Consul in Foreign Relations. One was in Toronto, and then another one in New York, another one in New York. And he's sort of their watchdog nowadays. And you read his illustrious past. This guy here is demonic. But anyway, I remember once you said, Alex, we discussed this before, Brzezinski saying, we're breathing down their collar. And Brzezinski said to people at the CFR, you'd better get it together because these people are catching up and they're not going to give up. And so that's where we're at in this book. This book is not for you and I. We're not supposed to read that stuff. I wasn't supposed to be a subscriber to Foreign Affairs, which is the house literary organ of the Council on Foreign Relations since 1960.
Where they openly admit all their treason.
Absolutely. And they can't keep their mouth shut. I mean, they even blew it when we had this North American zone where they wanted to merge Mexico, the United States, and Canada together. I mean, they just couldn't stop talking about it. They laid all the plans out for it. But then getting back to Brzezinski, they are terrified. And the bottom line is, if we continue to pursue him, we can win. And it's not going to be any nice guy.
Now, what about how Brzezinski and others, and as well as Sunstein, talk about getting us to infight? I mean, you've been fighting the globals for 50 years. Can you talk about, hey, we've always seen people kind of emerge as patriots, and then they automatically start attacking, and then later we find out they were federal agents or federal minions.
I've seen them since the early 60s, and we used to call them change agents. And they always, almost always, were completely unsuccessful, and we saw plenty of them. I think what people have to look out for is people who seem genuine, but they're not. It's a hard call because you just don't know, especially if you haven't been trained to spot this sort of thing. And they're just going to continue to infiltrate society with these kind of people. I'm seeing them already on the right. Some of the writers, some of the moderators. Now, I don't want to get into it in the program, but I know who's doing what to whom. And they're not fooling me one bit.
Well, Bob, all I know is that we're really starting to have an effect, and that's why the system is now announcing it wants to come in and start censoring the Internet, talk radio, you name it. I mean, they're really getting scared.
They certainly are, and they should be. Just in America alone, we got 300 million people. Cut it in half, and we'll say we got 150 million adults. There's a lot of people to reach yet. But this is reaching out all over the world very, very strong.
Well, that's a talking point I've always heard. We need solutions. All you're doing is talking bad about the globalists. For 15 years, the Founding Fathers put out committees of correspondence exposing the crime of the Redcoats and the British Crown, violating Englishmen's God-given rights under Magna Carta. It's the same thing. The solution is pointing out that the megabanks and the globalists are causing the problems, the wars, the tyranny, the breakdown, the narcotics being shipped in. The solution is pointing out they're the criminals, they're the main problem. They've screwed things up so bad, I mean, if we got rid of them today, we'd still be in deep trouble. And our own weaknesses and our own problems and our own laziness, sure. But I mean, the prime, conscious, premeditated movers of corruption and imperial domination over freedom and monopoly capitalism, the opposite of freedom and free market, it's the enemy. Cronyism, insider garbage, shutting down our oil pipeline that we need to be somewhat independent, and then shipping the on trains to the West Coast to China so Warren Buffett makes money. Shutting down our power plants, letting China build new ones. China gets new trains, we get nothing. Because the globalists have decided to move there. They're done with us. They used us to build the world government. And they want to leave us behind as a police state and something that a group to supply mercenaries, and that's it. And you know, we've got to be smart enough to see the big picture, to get outside the control paradigm and defeat it. And we're doing that. I want to go to some phone calls, Bob, but you know, this just shows with Brzezinski and Hillary Clinton and their own CFR speeches. I watch body language, and I used to watch globalists 15 years ago on TV. They were arrogant. They were on power trips. They are scared to death now, and they are shaking in their boots because they're trying to convert things to total tyranny, and it's not going well. We're not cowering like they thought on average. We're getting angry and disgusted and getting a fighting spirit despite the fluoride and the brainwashing, and they're starting to really get scared, and they should be. Got comments on that, Bob?
Yes, I do. And that is that this superior position that they've been in is starting to break down. Now, they deliberately have caused the problems that we're seeing today throughout the world in regard to currencies, economy, finance. They're the ones that made that happen. They did it deliberately. I don't know that they can still control it, and I doubt that they can. And that is their Achilles heel. And the reason why is the seat of all their power, the key to all their power, is the control of money. the monetary and fiscal control of governments, and the whole commercial area, so to speak. You know, people ask me a lot about, well, why would they do that? I mean, doesn't that hurt them? And the answer is yes. But in the final analysis, they think they're going to be the only ones that got any money left, and they can buy everything for 5 cents in the dollar, and it's not going to work that way.
All I know is it's us or them. These control freaks have gone too far. Their hubris is what's scary. Let's go to Janice in Texas and then Noel, Chip, and others. Go ahead, Janice. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. Hi, Bob. How are you all doing today?
Good, good. Welcome.
Good, good. I have 3 points. One longevity point and comment on the TSA and the king cockroach that you've always warned about, Kirk Watson. You're not going to believe him. I got on the longevity products. Everything that Ben Fuchs and you were talking about is completely correct. I'm transformed. But the mental clarity, it's like I've stepped out of a fog, literally. I can put the pieces together. Okay, and expanding upon that, my comment about the TSA is, you know, we all know it's admitted that they don't want anybody with a above 70 IQ or whatever. They prefer high school dropouts. But also, I would be willing to bet money that none of those people have ever had a passport or been anywhere in their whole life. The same with the Stasi. When I got accosted by the Stasi in 1982 on a night train to Berlin, and I saw that same jealousy and contempt in their eyes. And anyway, so that's my comment about that. But
I mean, I've been to some authoritarian countries, and I've seen slimy, you know, cops in like Honduras, where everybody's scared of them. And I see the same slimy criminalness I can't handle it. It's so offensive. And just my natural instinct to live in a free society is I have contempt, rage, anger. I mean, I know that's the enemy. I mean, that's the enemy. That's an enemy banker occupation force, just like Chinese troops or Russian troops walking down my street. I mean, that's Red Dawn federal banker government trying to grab my wife. It gets me hotter than a pistol. God bless you. I want to get Bob Chapman's take on that. Well said, man. Bob, I mean, how do you handle it? Because, I mean, I'm getting to the point where I have just got real anger problems.
Well, you're not as old as I am, so you don't get the anger problems, but which I don't. You know, you don't argue. You defeat them. And that's what we have to figure out to do. And her experience, the young lady who called in on the night train to Berlin, and I know that train very well. That was, you know, par for the course. And that's what you're going to see in America. Sir, give me your papers, please. That sort of thing.
They don't even say please. Like they want you to know you're scum.
Well, some do, some don't. But it all depends on whether you are a foreigner or not. They're usually a little bit more lax with foreigners. But you're going to see that in America. You're going to be a foreigner in America. It's going to be dreadful. And we have to do what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, I can't handle a mess with my family. And you know, that's going to happen more and more. People are just not going to put up with it, Bob.
Well, that's why gun sales keep on going up. Not that that's the final answer, but people are frightened.
Dodge Ron Paul came out and said that. Oh, I'm not looking for trouble either, but I mean, you know. I mean, I cannot handle this. I just know they work for a murdering, narcotics trafficking, banker occupation government. I mean, our country's been hijacked by criminals. I know they're the bad guys, and I don't care what amount of baloney the minions of this system fill their brains with. I'm right, and they're wrong, and that's the end of it. I mean, let's go ahead and talk to Noel in Illinois. You're on the air, Noel. Welcome.
Alejandro and Roberto, always good to speak with you. Number one, last Friday, I'm at Union Station in Chicago, and I'm in line to get a train ticket, and I see a TSA agent at Union Station in Chicago. Unfortunately, I couldn't film it or, you know, go up to him and ask him questions because I was in a huge line, and I would have been late to my train. My girlfriend would have been upset. But anyone in the Chicagoland area, please get your cameras, go to Union Station.
No, they're on highway checkpoints. I mean, it's on the news. They drag families out and do the groping now. I mean, it's like it's a religion of submitting to their pervert behavior.
I want to be quick. I have a source. I'm naming the source Pat, just like the SNL character. like Big Sis Napolitano, you're not going to know if it's a man or a woman. But, you know, we have the War Criminals Summit coming up in Chicago in May. And, you know, I've been following that a lot. I actually predicted that would happen about a year ago before news even broke that we would have that, because the sugar daddy, Rahm Emanuel, is...
I remember you now. You called in and said, since sugar daddy's been elected, I predict the next G20 is going to be here, but it's G20 and NATO.
Yeah, G8 NATO. I knew something was going to happen because... Rahm Emanuel, like you said, don't let a good crisis go to waste. Now, I have a source, and I'm in the works of talking with Pat, my source. You're not going to know if it's a woman or a man.
I don't tell us.
What my source is telling me is that the Chicago Police Department, as well as other security sources, it's already a national security event, are setting up for mass arrests, setting up for... riot officers to be on the streets of Chicago using high-grade military pepper spray, weapons, etc., getting set for, you know, like we see in Montebello, Toronto.
Oh, no, that's already admitted, sir. No. It's sound cannons, microwave guns. Everything is about a big party attacking the American people and anywhere else these parasites meet. Let's get Bob's take on that and more calls straight ahead. We'll be right back.
There are limitless ways to go into business for yourself, but most involve substantial capital and risk. Our InfoWarsTeam.com operation is different. We promote premium quality health, energy, and skincare products using dynamic, caring personalities and state-of-the-art media technology to spread a powerful message of health, wealth, longevity, and freedom. This low-cost business opportunity is designed for full-time or part-time, so you can work as little or as much as you like. It is you that defines the reward level. Whether you are seeking a few hundred extra dollars per month or a six or even seven figure annual income, it's up to you. Want to find out more? Shoot an email with InfoWars Team in the subject line to InfoWars Team Coordinator MZ and tell him a little bit about yourself. That's the initials MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. That's MZ at InfoWarsTeam.com. I only promote products that I truly believe in, and these are phenomenal. Whatever you do, visit InfoWarsTeam.com.
Big Berkey water filters are in high demand. Storable foods are also in high demand. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has always kept our focus on the Berkey water filter products. But increasingly, our customers have been asking for storable foods. After months of research, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com now offers great-tasting, long-lasting, storable foods. These ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches. All you do is just add water. And because they're sealed so well, they come with a 25-year shelf life. Combine our Berkey water filters, which are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water, with our storable foods, and you have a winning combination. Remember, we offer free shipping on every order over $50, and GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY today.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to MysticStampAd.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to MysticStampAd.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to MysticStampAd.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or MysticStampAd.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Okay, I'm going to do a 5 minutes overdrive or so we can get to everybody that's holding, like Richard in Texas, listening on XM channel 166. Chip, Freedom Lover, Michael, I'll try to get to Austin. Bob Chapman's our guest. They're coming out with a new aspartame that's the, I guess, what's left over from these E. coli. calling it Neotame, and now the FDA is announcing you will not be allowed to know on labels if it's in your food. That's the new thing. They don't want you to know it's GMO. Oh, you stop buying it? We just won't label it. This is the FDA we've all been taught to worship. That's, I mean, almost the entire FDA is former Monsanto. And then they go back into Monsanto and go up the carousel of getting paid more money. I mean, it is just, we're going to cover this on the nightly news tonight. Bob Chapman, again, we always knew this would happen, but by forcing pressure onto the tyrants, people are like, well, they're going to get us. That's the whole point. Make them go from creeping around to coming out in the open. And it's working. I mean, they are just across the board. Oh, you don't want shots? We'll make it the law. You don't want fluoride? We'll make it the law. You don't want aspartame? We'll put it in your food and not tell you. I mean, they are really showing us what they are, aren't they, Bob?
They certainly are. And I'm afraid you're going to see far more of that in other preparations that people don't want to have or eat. And it's going to force people toward the all-natural food if they can get it. And next they'll be going out to the gardens. I think I told you before, my daughter produces 80% of what they eat in a little garden. And like 18 eggs a week, and they get rabbits, and they live in a city. And so you got to think about those things.
Bob, maybe they're already going after gardens everywhere, bro. They're saying you got to pay a fee to have one. You got to have inspections to make sure you're not growing drugs preemptively because you're guilty until proven slave in America.
No, that's true.
Just total scum. I mean, it's like Stalin banned people having gardens, Bob.
That's right.
I mean, it's the same thing.
They did during that epic, and they survived because of it. I don't know whether they charged them for the gardens or forbid them. But
well, no, first, you know, well, you're right. First, they banned them, especially in the Ukraine. And then the commies couldn't even get food. So they said, you're allowed one small area and pay us a fee. Yes, that's how it works. That's why most of the 60-plus million died under Mao. It's on record. He wouldn't let them have their own gardens. You know about that. This is standard commie takeover. Commies don't let prisoners grow food. You don't grow fruit in the land of the free, home of the brave. We think you grow food in America? They didn't Monsanto poison you? Oh, man, you think you're in a free country? We're going to stick our hands down your pants at the airport. That's freedom. Yeah, but you know, massively loving, too. Oh, so good, so liberal. Chip in New Mexico, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, Alex. It's good to talk to you. Thank you for allowing me to get on. I'd like to tell you a little situation about what's going on over here in New Mexico. There's a gun store in Giving, New Mexico, that was raided by the ATF and all the different agencies. I'm personally friends with the family, and I'm working with the mother of the owner.
What, the family didn't ship guns to narcotics traffickers, so they're in trouble?
Well, apparently they've been doing this thing. I believe it's a spinoff of Fast and Furious. Anyway, I've been working to try to free these people, help free these people, and I'm...
What are they charging them with at the gun shop?
Oh, they have, like, they've stacked charges, like, there's 30 charges, 40 charges, all kinds of stuff. But they, everybody they sold guns to passed the background check. And
no, I know now. No, they take gun dealers to jail now for not dotting an I. I mean, I've actually seen it. They sit there at big gun ranges, and every once in a while, a semi-auto rifle will have a mistake and fire two. They clap the irons, admit it's an accident, you're gone 10 years. Send me info to tips at InfoWars.com. But what town did this happen? What's the family's name?
The family's name is it's the Reese family out of Timmy, New Mexico. And I have the phone number for the mother if you'd like to do an interview with her.
Okay, we'll put you on.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.